when I started looking for stories about our history and about our culture, of course I went to like libraries and stuff going, well, there must be something in these books. And of course there wasn't, because, you know, we hadn't written any books. And our history and our contributions in this area were basically overlooked in the existing history texts that were available. So I ended up talking to my mom and dad, and they said, well, you have to go back and talk to the older people in the community, because you're not going to find any of that in the libraries. So that's what I did. I started writing a list of elders in the community, and back then we had Lottie Shaun, who was the one who I spent a lot of time with, and she lived up on top of the hill there where I'd say where Carl George and them live now. That was her little house was there. And then right next to her was Jack Johnson and Alfie Greenbird lived back on the Greenbird Trail there. Mm-hmm. And he was like a little old farmer dude, eh? And my own grandma, Hilda, my great-grandmother, Laura, like they were still all here, eh? Mm-hmm. And, you know, tried to get as many different stories about family history through these ladies. Lena Henry on the side road, and Granny, we called her. I spent a lot of time with her. Like, after a while, they just became like friends. I, like, you just go and, you know, have a cup of tea with them in the evening and see what they were doing.